dressed up and laughing loud. I can't talk to him, and I can't love him. Many miles to go, how many bridges do you cross? Winter rain and snow, over mountains high and low. I can't talk to him, and I can't love him. Dressed up and laughing loud. I can't talk to him, and I can't love him. Many miles to go, how many bridges do you cross? Winter rain and snow, over mountains high and low. I can't talk to him, and I can't love him.
Yeah. Alrighty, listeners, it's the Night Train here on Sheffield Live. Me, Steve, flying solo, playing small records. Oof, into the last 40 minutes. That tonight has absolutely flown by. Always good to dust off the 45s. And that was the Little Psych set. Kicked off with The Fog with Grey Zone. Apparently never released before, but has a reissue now through the good folks at Ace Records, in a collaboration with Rover Radio. Kev Darge has been let loose on the archives, and he's putting out some extremely good 45s. Buy on site, it'll be one of those ones. So after that, we went north of the border to Glasgow with the Invisible Headband with Poppin' Spit from 2025. And sent one out to my brother. He hooked me up with a Bandcamp voucher, and that's what I bought with that. Then we had Fleur de Lis with Circles from 66, recorded in IBC Studios, a cover of a Pete Townsend song, originally meant for The Who. I'm going to send them out to Dren, tuned in over in Buxtonia. He did a guest mix for us, possibly two, definitely one, back in 2018, Cool Willie D, show 114 in the archives. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, the Listen Again crew, if you wanted to go back and listen to how we sounded 300 shows ago. After that was 13th Floor Elevators with You're Gonna Miss Me from 66. Got that on a nice green 45 from the Little Record Shop in North London, which if you're ever in the area, well worth a visit. They post a few things on Instagram, but they don't do any online sales. Really good spot to check out. After that was Hooterville Trolley, No Silver Bird, originally from 67. That was on the flip side of the Grey Zone 45. That's the stereo pressing of that, so that's why I had to buy it, because my other copy is the mono version. So now I've got two copies. I don't really know what I'm going to do with the other one. Should probably sell it. As sampled by Dan the Automator on the Deltron cut, Positive Contact. Then back to the UK for Nirvana with Rainbow Chaser from 68. Apparently one of the first to use phasing on a record, produced by Muff Winwood, who was in Spencer Davis Group, Steve Winwood's brother. And then we finished up with Question Mark and the Mysterians, I think is how you say it, from 96, from Bay City, Michigan. That was purchased at A1 Records in NYC when I went there to get married. In the bargain bucket, so a couple of bucks for that reissue. Okay, this one in the background, Link Ray, The Swag from 58. I think it might have been the follow-up to Rumble. Perfect for talking over. So what we're going to do now is play some other songs. Now these ones, I don't know, it's kind of about love, lost love, jilted love. They're not as loud as the previous ones that we've played, so it's probably best, yeah. This time of night, we should be winding down a bit. 40 minutes, just under to go. Going to have these records, and then back for a little tiny bit of waffle, and then one to play us out. Right, yeah, keep it locked to Sheffield Live.
Thank you. come closer. And if she tempts you with her charms, tell her no.
Your cheating heart will will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Find someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come and call my name, you'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down,
tears come down
like falling rain,
falling rain,
you
toss around
and call my name.
Call my name.
You walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Thank you. about your picture that you gave to me. And it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you.
Listeners, penultimate link of the night here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM worldwide, sheffieldlive.org, on the TuneIn radio app, DAB, and other places. Yeah, it's the Flying Solo playing 45s. Technically, this one isn't on 45, but it was the right length, so it's gone on. Yeah, that was the slowed down set, I guess. Kicked off with Steady Sun, Truth is a Needle, the debut release on Wick Records, which is a spin-off of Daptone, kind of for their more guitar-y psych stuff. Some really good 45s on that label. That was, yeah, the debut one. Then we had The Zombies, Tell Her No, from 64. Yeah, I recently had two copies of that, so I gave one to my co-host. Naturally, the one that's not as good in good a nick as that. So, yeah, shout out to him. Then we had Marianne Faithful as Tears Go By from 64, obviously well known, written by Jagger Richards, released when Marianne Faithful was 17. Probably do a good show, or at least a really good mini set of songs released when people were teenagers. Right, let's put that in the never ending list of sets and themes to do. Then we had Hank Williams from 53, released after his death, with Your Cheating Heart. And then I thought, oh, hang on, I think I've got another version of this. And I did. It's the Ray Charles version from 62, from his landmark crossover album, Modern Souls in Country and Western. I think I've got two copies of that. So if anyone wants one, hit me up. I think on the other side is No Letter Today, which almost went in the show, but I thought Hank Williams' double is too good to pass up on. And then we finished up with Patsy Cline from 1962. She's Got You on Brunswick, my copy is. I'm not sure if that was... I think that's a UK label. I don't think there was an American. Wonder what it was. Doesn't really matter. Originally written by Hank Cochran, and apparently Patsy Cline loved the song so much, she listened to the demo of it over and over and over and over, and then released her version. I think there's a few other... A Loretta Lynn did a version, and some other folks as well. Yeah, so this is the Night Train, final 15-ish minutes to go. Hope you've enjoyed what we've had. And this next set, it's only a short one. It's another one that's talking about lost loves and things like that. We kick off with the Five Sharps with their version of Stormy Monday from 1953. Apparently, yeah, I think we've said this on the show a few times, but there's a really good story about how it's a super rare 78. There was a copy, and somebody at the guy who owned Times Square Records, his pet raccoon sat on it, on the 45, I think, actually. And then he put up a sign that says, if anyone else has got another 45 of this, let me know. And none of them ever turned up. I think there's only a handful of 78s, and I don't know if any other 45s turned up. Thankfully, reissued on the Great Collectibles label, which actually quite a lot of the cuts tonight have been on that. So yeah, this one I think is one of those ones that was made its way from America to Suffolk to Derbyshire, then up to South Yorkshire. So we'll send this one out to Debbie and Alan because they were the record mules for me. Yeah, so 50 minutes to go. Enjoy these ones, and I'll be back just to sign off at the end.
keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you write, I memorize every line, and I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart. I memorize every line. And I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your
patiently. My heart cries out from pain inside. Where can you be? I wait patiently. When you're alone, the going gets rough. Come back, come back, come back. I've had enough. Make me a queen, happy again. Hear my cry, please, my king.
Sometimes they're gonna meet again, I know. But I won't love you anymore. I hope somewhere, somehow, you're gonna need me like I'm needing. Keep on dancing and let the music play. Tonight's my night and I wanna dance the night away. 'Cause tomorrow, oh tomorrow, you'll be gone. So long. Goodbye. I know that I am gonna cry, but I'll forget you by and by.
Almost wraps it up for tonight, folks. This has been The Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Thanks for keeping me company. A lot of people have been getting in touch and have been enjoying the tunes, which is always nice, because when you're in the studio on your own playing records to potentially no one, it can be a weird experience. But not tonight, it's been a good one. Even if you haven't got in touch, I hope you have enjoyed it. The little short set there to finish things off. Started off with the Five Sharps with their take on Stormy Monday from 1952 or 53, I think. Then fast forwarded a decade for Love Letters by Kitty Lester, originally released in 62. I think I read it's used in a scene in Blue Velvet, which would be the cool place to say is where I heard it, but I actually heard that on Called the Midwife. Shout out to Elmer for having that on the telly. There's some good cuts on there. I think it's one of the blessings and a curse of doing a radio show. You always have an ear out for a song in the background. You're like, oh, what's that? What was that? I need to Shazam it. Or a song in an advert. Lots of winners to be had in all places. That one wasn't on our David Lynch tribute show, which was from last year, I think. Available on our Mixcloud page. Mixcloud.com/Radio Night Train. Trawl through there to have a listen to a lot of the old shows. I think we did have that one with us talking over it, but it is available clean if you just want the tunes and a nice 2-hour selection of David Lynch and Lynch adjacent songs, I guess is the best way to put it. So after Kitty Lister was Irma Thomas, Ruler of My Heart from 63, written by Alan Toussaint under the pseudonym Naomi Neville. Afterwards, covered by Otis Redding as Pain in My Heart. To have a little Google, and yeah, she was a teenager when she released that. Famously, her first release from a few years earlier. I think she was maybe 15. One for the... Songs by Teenagers set, which is going to happen at some point in the future. Stay tuned for that, folks. It won't be next week. It probably won't be the week after. But for things like that, we always like to take requests and suggestions. Follow us on Blue Sky, which is at thenighttrain.co.uk. for music-based nonsense. Boyd, like I said, always like to have other people have input onto the show. So it's not just me and him picking what we want to hear. There was one more after that, and that was, yeah, the second of a Louisiana double. It was Bobby Charles with I Hope from 1957. I think, yeah, my copy, oh, it's a bit scratchy, but it makes it sound good. Top three song of all time for me. Sometimes it's number one, sometimes it's number three. It might go as low as number five from time to time, but yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Bobby Charles, famous for writing See You Later, Alligator, was a Cajun songwriter. Yeah. So, right, one more song to play from me, and it is going to be, we're going to the West Coast, to California, for another one on a Daptone record spin-off label. Trying to remember what Penrose is the name. So it was what they used to release their West Coast California soul stuff, and it's Vicky Tafoya and the Big Beat with their song Forever. Sadly, she passed away, I think it was earlier this year, so no longer with us, but luckily she's left some beautiful music. So that just about wraps up for tonight. Hopefully back next week, but you never know. We might have all melted by then, but if not, hopefully this will leave with this one, and yeah, potentially back next week.